The Gemara in Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis brings up the issue of Chayiv Adam Lahakvil Pnei Rabo Beregel. You have to visit your Rebbe during the Shalosh Regalim. So the discussion in the Gemara is Rabbi Eliezer doesn't like the fact that people used to go to visit their Rebbeim during the Regal. He says, Mishabeach ani esa atzlonin. I actually praise the lazy people because they don't go to visit their Rebbeim during the Regal, because it says, V'samachta ato v'isecha. You're supposed to rejoice on Yantiv. Mitzvah Simchas Yantiv is together with your family. So he says, how do you put the two together, that you're supposed to visit your Rebbe, and on the other hand, you're supposed to rejoice with your family? It's only if, only if you can come back on the same day. And you have to spend time with the family, and you have to go visit your Rebbe. So if you can pull off both, you come home on the same day. If not, then not. Now, many Hasidim especially, but even some non-Hasidim, they have the minhag to go visit their Rebbeim b'zman hazeh on the Shalosh Regalim, and many have asked, how is it possible? Because sometimes the Hasidim will go and they'll travel to the Rebbe, even if he's out of town, and they're going to miss the whole first days of Yantif, or maybe even the whole Yantif together with their families. How can it be that they're going to be mevatel the mitzvah of Simchas Yantif together with their families if they're not going to be able to make it back on the same day? Not only that, but to compound the problem, there is a very well-known comment of the No Debi Yehuda in the Madura Tinyana. It's in Tzadik Dalet, in Orachayim Tzadik Dalet, in Madura Tinyana, where he writes that Bizman Hazeh, there is no mitzvah of Chayiv Adam Lahakvil Pnei Rabo Beregel, because the whole idea was that you're supposed to visit the Shechina, you're supposed to be Olel Regel to visit the Shechina, and mainly you also visit your Rebbe during the Shalosh Regalim as a secondary form of kavod to Hashem. But if you're not going to visit the Shechina, you're not going to the Beis HaMikdash, then you're not supposed to go visit your Rebbe either. Certainly not obligated to do so, because based on an idea that just like you don't stand up for your Rebbe more than twice a day, because you only say Kriya Shema twice a day to accept Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemaim, so you don't want to show more respect to a human being than you do to Hashem himself. And so too, if you're not going to the Beis HaMikdash on the Shalosh Regalim, then you don't go visit your Rebbe either. So based on that, how can people be mevatel what we consider, what many consider to be a mitzvah d'oraisa b'zman hazeh, of rejoicing on Yantif, and rejoicing happens dafka with the family. So how can you do that to go visit the Rebbe, who is not necessarily even a chiyuv at all b'zman hazeh? So in the Tshuvas Shevet Sofer, he suggests, first of all, who says that the Nadi Bihuda is right? Maybe there is a chiyuv b'zman hazeh to go visit your Rebbe. He says, that's point number one. He says, second of all, he says, our Gemara on Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis is really a problem. But the Rambam doesn't necessarily paskin like our Gemara. The Rambam just writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah, right? It's Perek Hei Halacha Zayin. He writes, Stam Chayiv Adam Lahakvil Pnei Rabo Beregel. He doesn't distinguish between when you're going to come back on the same day and when you aren't. So it's possible the Rambam doesn't paskin like our Gemara, or at least he doesn't paskin like the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer in our Gemara. Maybe the Rambam thinks it's a machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yitzchak, and he paskins like Rabbi Yitzchak. And that's an approach that you can rely on to go visit your Rebbe on Chol Moed, on Yantif, even if you're going to miss rejoicing with your family on a particular day. Shevet Sofer adds that it's possible that you could still fulfill the mitzvah d'orais of Simchas Yantif, even if you're not together with your family. It's just not fulfilling it in the best way. So if you can fulfill a little bit of Simchas Yantif and you could go visit your Rebbe, that is the best of both worlds, or at least the best of visiting your Rebbe and the secondary kiyum of Simchas Yantif. Another approach that I saw quoted is in the Shal Shuvas Mishnah Sachir Chelik Beis Simon Kuf Lamitas. He has a suggestion, because he says that if you look in the other Simchas Yantif sugi, there are a few, but one of them is in Psachim Kuftes, where it says that how do you cause your wife to rejoice and have Simchas Yantif? By buying her beautiful new clothes. So he says, Rabbi Eliezer Shita is, no, you're not misameach your family by buying them things. You're misameach your family by being with them, by everybody having the family all around the table and everybody enjoying. So clearly, there's a machlokes between the Gemara and Psachim and the Gemara and Sukkah. So who says we pass like the Gemara and Sukkah? Maybe we pass like the Gemara and Psachim, that the way you're misameach your family is by getting nice things for them and buying things for them, and therefore you don't have to stick around for the entirety of Yantar.